Well, luckily, my parents were both very, very positive and very, very strong individuals. So they wouldn't accept the predictions. In the beginning, of course, they did, and they were, of course, distressed, upset. I have to say, very unsupported by the medical profession. But on the whole, they were very strong and wanted, and in the end, treated me like any other child, like a daughter. My mother tells me how difficult it was even to get me into a school, because they called me a fragile, handicapped person. That they basically thought that I would be in hospital. And if I wasn't in hospital, I'd be in a hospital school. Because it was all so medicalized. And you weren't expected to have an education, you weren't expected to have a life. So it was all about containment and having fun, keep her happy. So anyway, by the age of six, they thought, well, she's obviously not going to kick, the, she's obviously not going to pop her clogs. So what are we going to do with her? And they found this special school. It's called a special school for special children.